Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. I'm excited about today because I got to go have, I'm taking my mother to dinner. It is her birthday. I'm celebrating Mother's Day.
We're sorry.
Yeah. We're sorry.
You're trying to make her a year older.
No, I meant my birthday. I meant Mother's Day.
Right.
And I'm going to take her. Don and I are going to go out to a real nice place to have a nice dinner with her.
You know where you're taking her?
Yeah, I do. I do know.
It's a surprise.
It's a surprise.
Oh, that's a good surprise. Son.
Yeah, try to be. And I want to encourage you today that if you haven't honored your mother, God, this is what the Lord says, honor your mother and father so that you would have a long life. And many lives are cut short because they don't honor their mother and father. He didn't say, and I do have a good mother, but he didn't say that if your mother is perfect, if your father is perfect. And by the way, when you become one, you'll find out ain't nobody perfect.
That's right.
And it always encouraged me watching Pat father. Just like, wow, hey. No, I'm just joking. Write to me at, no, the, but honor your mother and father. First of all, you just have a peaceful life. I mean, why would you not take time to honor your mother? It's Mother's Day. Love on her, you know, honor her. Realize that no matter what, she's your mother. There's nobody else that is her child. Even if you're 50 years old or a teenager, you can take time to honor your mother. You do something nice for her. It doesn't take much to for this is what your mother wants. She wants you to love her, and she wants you to make it. She wants to see that you can make it, where you're not, you know, tapping her resources, because she's not. She wouldn't mind giving. Obviously, you know, she probably is giving you some, right? Anyway, so, but she wants you to know that. She wants to know in her heart that you're eating, that you're surviving, that you're thriving, that you find a good husband or wife that loves you, and that you too become a mother and a father, and show forth grandchildren, you know, if at all possible, and have them honor her, you know, that the grandchildren should honor their grandmother. And that's one way you would honor your mother, by making sure that you, you know, speak well of your parents, your children's grandparents in front of them, and let them see you. Let your children see you honor your mother. Because if you don't honor your mother, how could you expect your children to honor you as their mother or you as their father? If you don't honor your father, how are you? I mean, that's not the God type of honor. That's idolatry type honor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, somebody treats their father and mother with disrespect and dishonor, don't give them the time of day, but they look at their children and go, honor me. And it's like, hey, that's not God.
Mm-mm.
That's not a God honor. Honor is something that's like a currency that just kind of goes through the generations. And this is what God said. It's one of the 10 commandments. It's one of the things that Jesus talks about when he's walking in his ministry here on earth. He talks about honoring your father and your mother. I want to encourage you this Mother's Day and every Mother's Day and every day between those days is honor your mother. If you're in a room and your mother doesn't have a seat, for example, don't just sit there and not give your mother your seat. You know, if your mother needs something, get up and give it to her. Get it for her. If there's some standard wants and desires that your mother may have, that's just something as simple as take out the trash, is something that makes her happy, you know, take your mama's trash out, you know, and help out around the house. You know, it doesn't make sense to a lot of people quite often, or a lot of males, but a mother appreciates you helping out around the house, you know, picking up something or cleaning something or cleaning your room. You know, we don't want to be like yesterday's program when Francis Chan was talking about telling his daughters,
right,
you know, to clean your room up, and she's like, you know, I'm going to meditate on that.
I'm going to memorize that.
We're going to five-week study on that. That just melts her heart. And so remember that if you honor your mother all year long, but also honor her on Mother's Day, you're honoring God. And to dishonor your mother any day, including Mother's Day, is to dishonor God. So if you want to honor God, honor your mother. If you love God, love your mother. And just want to encourage you. You can send your thank you cards, mothers, to VFN. No, seriously. It's just, I don't know why anybody wouldn't do that. You can honor even difficult people. You can honor them to whatever extent that they will let you honor them. There's a way to honor everybody. Mm-hmm. And sometimes the best honor you can have for somebody is to be real brief, you know?
Yeah.
And because sometimes they deteriorate, you know, in the whole situation. But, right. You know, you got to hit and go, honor and go, honor and go. But anyway, in your heart, you know, seek to honor your mother and your father. This Mother's Day, honor your mother. You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.